BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Laura, I'm 19 and I'm from Swallowfield in Royal Berkshire. You might not know this, but I ran headfirst into Prince Harry's crotch. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
We definitely need to find out more. Hey Laura, are you excited about introducing the show?
Yeah, and talking to you is a little bit crazy.
Where do you live, Laura?
My hometown is in Swallowfield in Berkshire, but I go to uni, so I'm living in Gloucester at the moment.
So tell me about Prince Harry, what happened?
I rang my mum because I couldn't really remember all the details and she told me exactly what happened, so this is very good information.
Excellent. I like that you had to ring your mum just to get the story straight.
Well, I didn't want to tell any lies, so I had to make sure it was true.
That you didn't just make it up?
Yeah, well, I kind of thought maybe, like, it slightly happened, but I just embellished. But no, this definitely happened, according to my mother.
Okay, so with actual certification, this did happen from Laura's mum. Here's the story.
So in 2000, I was about 7, and I guess Harry was about, or Prince Harry was about 15. And our family friend's son, Kyle, went to Eton College with him and was in his house. So we got invited every year. They have an annual June the 4th celebration, which is kind of like the Queen's official birthday, but it's for King George III. And it's actually not on June 4th either. It's a week before.
How confusing.
Very confusing. So we went there as friends of them just to watch the boat procession and the cricket and things. And my mum took me down to the water to watch the boats, and there was a little narrow path. And she said I just ran off in front of her. I kind of just ran straight into him. I just went headfirst into his crotch. Boom. So he sort of had to step to the side and let my mum walk past very awkwardly apologising. And yeah, that was about it.
I don't get how you go headfirst into someone's crotch. Were you running with your head down?
Well, it was a narrow path, you see. It wasn't like it was, you had to go down a narrow path and cross a sty. And yeah, I was young and a bit stupid, obviously.
I was young and crazy.
Did you? Young and wild.
But you managed to get past the royal bodyguards.
Well, they didn't really have any.
Didn't they?
Well, no, because whilst they were at school, there wasn't a bodyguard just sat in the corner listening to history lessons. They were just sort of, you know, on the events they would be, I guess they would be around, but there wasn't any following him.
You'd think that he'd have, like, 9-year-old... How old was he? About 11 years old, sorry. You'd
no,
think
like
his,
15.
Oh, OK. Well, you'd think his security would be about 15 years old, wouldn't you? Because they've got to blend in. We've said this before, they've always got to blend in. I quite like the idea that
friend.
It's all a bit Bugsy Malone.
Exactly.
So as you ran headfirst into him, he's like, oh! And cupping his spuds.
Well, I think he was probably quite polite.
Am I allowed to be saying about cupping Prince Harry's spuds?
As long as you say Your Majesty's.
I'm probably fine with Harry, actually. Probably not so much other members of the royal family.
Royal spuds.
Yes, the royal area.
Did you hurt him?
I don't think so. I hope not. I hope I haven't affected any of that.
So was it like a break the ice situation and now you and Hazza are best friends?
Oh, I wish. That was the end of it.
You never saw him again?
Never saw him again.
If you're listening though, Prince Harry, because I know he does, and so does William, they listen to Radio 1 a lot.
Maybe he'll remember. We'll have to see if he can call in and let us know.
It's her. It's the one that headbutted you in the groin on that narrow walkway.
I wonder what noise he made. I'm just trying to picture it.
Oof!
Do you think?
Oof!
Yeah, maybe more the, ooh, a bit of a posher, ouch.
Is it weird for you now, every time you see him on TV or something like that, you think, like, you must look at him and go, I've ran at his groin. Because I once met Katy Perry, and now whenever I see her on TV...
Whoa, hang a second. What did you do with Katy Perry?
Well, nothing. I didn't run at her
groin.
Royal area. I once kissed her on the cheek. So now whenever I see her on TV, I think to myself, I've kissed that cheek. So you must see Prince Harry on the TV and think, I've run at that groin.
I try not to think about his groin when there's other royal processions going on, but I guess it's in the back of my mind.
Every time you see Katy Perry, you think, I've kissed that cheek.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. And
been there. That's basically what you're saying, isn't it?
I've kissed Rihanna's cheek as well.
Yeah, been there.
I've kissed a few... No, I mean, like, I don't mean it like that.
Been there, done that, cheek.
Two kiss.
Well, Laura, listen, thank you for introducing the show today. It's been lovely having you on.
Thank you so so much. I've had so much fun.
And do you have a message for Harry?
I hope your crotches, your royal areas are still working. I don't know.
Just hoping for a sorry.
Maybe I should write a letter of apology. I don't know.
I'll do that. That'd be an amazing reply that you will get.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Jersey Royals. King Edwards. Thanks for all your texts and tweets.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Innuendo Bingo at 1:45 today. Do you want to watch it on the website? Of course you do. Do you know what? When I played it on Tuesday, it was gross. Mm. It was messy. Let's take it all back to basics today. Even though that was, for a lot of people, the first time they watched it, and they said they would do it again.
It just went too far.
It did go a bit far. But if you watched it on Tuesday and you enjoyed it, make sure you get to a computer at 1:45. Get the laptop on, 1:45. Today there could be some revenge on the cards. Because it's Rihanna off of Films on Radio 1. Now, last time she played was how long?
Oh.
Week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
About that, yeah.
And you gave her an absolute soaking.
I went for it.
She was drenched.
She was also disgusted.
She was disgusted with all of us. But in particular, you. And I've just seen her tweet.
I know.
What is the ultimate revenge? Hashtag innuendo bingo. So she's asking for listeners to send it in. So I think you've got a problem today at 1:45.
I might try buy her a gift to sort of sweeten her. You know, something.
Yeah, go for it.
We'll see if that works.
We do have like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I might run to the shop. Shouldn't really be saying this. Yeah. She's probably listening.
She's probably upstairs. It goes out across the whole country, this. Whole UK, you can hear this. So, hashtag innuendo bingo. If you're talking about it on Twitter, let's get it trending. Hashtag innuendo bingo. And it's Chris and Rihanna off of Films at 1:45. It could be a good one, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
But I've decided to invent a new hashtag for innuendo bingo today. It's going to be hashtag bingo revenge.
Ooh.
Okay? Because it's Rihanna and you. And she is going to own you on this today. I can just feel it. So if you're going to be playing along at 1:45-ish, then hashtag bingo revenge. Get ready for it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do this.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45-ish. This is innuendo bingo.
Hello to you listening on Radio 1. Hello to you watching on the Radio 1 website. It is time for Thursday's innuendo bingo. Remember, you can watch this whenever you want. Get to your computer. Maybe you're on your lunch break at the moment, the last few minutes of your lunch break. bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can see us about to play innuendo bingo. And if you're talking about us on Twitter, if you enjoy it, hashtag bingo revenge today. Because it's the return of Radio 1's Rihanna. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Your mum has just been on Twitter because I spelt your name like the pop star Rihanna, and that's wrong.
Oh, and she told you off?
She told me off,
Go
yeah.
Go on, mum.
Is that Wendy?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, she's not happy.
Rihanna, before we start, I know last time we played together, it all went wrong, so I've been the gentleman.
Okay, can you just say how wrong it went? What did you do again?
It was a wet one. And being the gent I am, I've gone and got you these.
Wow.
You can see these on the website.
Well, Chris, thanks for my 150 Sweet Williams from...
Oh, I left the label on.
Don't leave the price on, the flowers.
And they're flat. 150?
Have you trod on them?
Did you tread on them?
I accidentally dropped them on the way back. But
did a car run them over? Look at them.
It's the thought that counts.
That's true. Well, thanks very much, Chris.
Where are you going to put those, Rihanna?
Bin. Possibly upstairs. I'll wait till you've gone, Chris. That's really sweet. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay.
Hashtag bingo revenge on Twitter and bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you're watching us.
Can I hit them?
No, I've got something else for you. I know that you've got something else planned for Chris as well today.
I hope it's not flowers.
As part of the revenge. It's not hitting you with flowers, but it is something extra. Okay, so are we ready to play innuendo bingo? Let's play nice.
Do we have to play nice?
Yeah. Because it's the new us. It's our new phase that we're going through.
The friendly phase.
Let us know if you're enjoying this on the website.
I can't ignore this as well. She's got a Justin Bieber mask between her legs.
Only because I'm wearing a dress and I don't want anything. I don't want to do a Becky. I don't want to have a wardrobe malfunction on camera.
Yeah, so that's fine to have Justin Bieber's face between your legs.
It is distracting me, though.
I might change him.
I keep looking down and I'm not being rude or anything. It's... That Justin Bieber is staring right
at me. Puts you right off, doesn't it?
Justin.
You see, I've just
Bieber.
Done it again.
Can you okay, look at, look at right. me? Look at my eyes.
It's really difficult to just look in your eyes.
Look at my eyes.
Right.
Come on, Chris. Can do this.
Okay.
Right.
You're not even looking.
Yeah, I am looking at you, but I've also got Bieber's eyes staring up at me as well from down there.
All right, okay.
Bieber.
So it's bingo revenge. Here we go. Water, please. Right. Put the water in your mouths.
Playing nicely.
And this is spotted by Jason in Rotherham. And it's Sean Keaveney on BBC Six Music. Here we go.
Isn't it Wimbledon, eh?
Oh, I love it.
Come on, Andy. There'll be a lot of come on, Andy over the next 2 weeks.
Classic.
Rihanna's held it. Yes, well done.
Yes!
Well done. Really, really good.
I said I'll play nicely. Yeah, I'm going to be a gent. I'm going to ignore that.
Got anything else for Chris, Rihanna?
Do you know what? I might have!
Custard pie in the face.
That's not custard.
It is. It's like cream.
That's not cream.
Foam.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought it was cream. I was told it was cream.
How are we dealing with this? Where's this? Have we not got a towel?
We've got a towel. Hang on. We'll bring a towel.
Here you go.
Come on, Andy. There'll be a lot of come on, Andy over the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's custard. I would understand, but this is a bit...
You'd prefer custard?
This is unnecessary. Look at this.
It's supposed revenge.
It's bingo revenge.
So.
If you're enjoying watching this, hashtag bingo revenge. 81199 on text if you're listening to Radio 1.
Are you all right, Chris?
Right, next one.
I actually feel a bit bad now.
No, that's all right.
Don't.
I'm going to be a gent. I'm going to rise above it.
Water, please. And this is from The One Show. Sent in by Carolyn.
Now, later in tonight's show, Christine Walton will be digging around in the back garden of Max Clifford.
You've got Bieber wet.
You've got wet Bieber.
Yeah. I've got a really wet Bieber between my legs right now.
There's a mask of Justin Bieber between Rihanna's legs to keep... can we change that, please?
I can't...
Not Prince Harry.
Yes, Harry!
No, Victoria... Yes! Victoria posh. Beckham.
I'll have a posh between my legs. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are. That's better. And more water, please.
You got some, Chris?
Yep.
You all right there?
Yeah, cool.
Good.
Gok Cooks Chinese. I've been at it again. And this one's spotted by Izzy in Caterham. Thank you, Izzy. Give yourself 250 Scott Mills points.
Starts by finally dicing the Holy Trinity.
About an inch and a half knob.
Oh, no, it's gone wrong now.
Oh, no! I'm dripping! Posh is dripping!
About an inch and a half knob.
I think you should get him back for that, Rihanna.
I can't believe.
Oh, no. Wait, get on. Oh, that's not on.
Revenge.
Yeah!
Oh, my word. I really hope you're watching this on the website. It's got really bad. Pies are on, as well as water.
God.
I can't see.
Okay.
Oh, no. You've got like a white beard.
Oh.
I like it. You've got.
Stop bringing them in.
Your trousers. Your trousers have gone really bad.
You've got white on your trousers.
Okay. So it's over to Danny from Camberley now, who sent the next one in. And it's from Four in a.
Right.
Wait, I haven't got any water.
Okay, keep.
No, you don't need it.
Water, please.
Thanks.
Okay. And it's from Four in a Bed over on Channel 4. Water, please. Thank you.
I'm not really a bling-bling person, but a bit of glamour, yeah. I like people who are a bit of spunk.
Oh, Rihanna, you are...
So wet.
And cold.
A bit of spunk.
There we are.
Oh, my God. This better be quick drawing.
Well, if you feel that he's done you wrong, then you know what to do, Rihanna.
He's
oh,
not...
No, come on,
it's fine.
It's not a surprise anymore.
It doesn't matter.
I need to get him when he's not suspecting.
It's fine. We've got many plates.
Yeah, how many plates have we got?
Oh, so many.
Bringing them in.
So
hey,
many.
I'm not having this. What?
Hey, Chris.
I'm not just going to stand here and take them.
Nice,
this is my absolute favourite.
Actual dribble.
Yes, because you keep putting this stuff in my.
All right, well, lay off the pies
in my
now.
My face.
Sorry.
Lay off the pies.
Hey, look, I, it was
this is
ball.
Ridiculous.
Well, it's revenge, isn't it?
Oh.
Oops.
What happened there?
Later.
Oh no, there's a shaving foam boob instant
right.
Now.
Oi!
Okay, let's move on.
Can I have some more water, please?
This is absolute carnage.
Thanks. I've never seen Chris look so debauched.
You're a disgrace.
Okay. Sarah in London sent this in. Sarah in London. And it's from Alex Lester on BBC.
Sorry, you have got to cover up. What happened to Posh? Ah, Scott.
She got wet.
Right. Indecent exposure.
Though. Okay, right, we need. Can we get another mask immediately, please?
I'm really sorry if I just did a Sharon Stone.
Oh, okay, no.
I've got Mr. Bean between.
Mr. Bean's between your legs.
Okay.
Alex Lester over on BBC Radio 2.
When the red rope is parted and he's allowed into the VIP area, go, oh, yeah, and all his mates are there, you know, Will I Am, and all the others go, hi, you know, and all that sort of fist thing which they can't do with their hand.
That went down my boobs.
Rihanna's gone.
All that sort of fist thing.
If you've just tuned into Radio 1, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all in my hair.
Okay. More water. Chris. Oh, Chris. Okay. Next. More water. Got to keep this moving along, guys. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Chloe in Aberdeen's been on, and she spotted this on a Radio 4 programme, and it's Robert Webb.
I was polishing the meat window.
That's not even one, is it?
Polishing the meat window.
That's my favourite.
Have you ever polished your meat window?
Chris? Yeah. And next.
Oh, my word.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Okay. Joel in Cheshire sent this in. Hashtag Bingo Revenge on Twitter. And it's from the tennis on 5Live. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
The arms are on show, the muscles are bulging, he's clutching his weapon in his hand.
Spurt there. It's more spurt. Spurt. Stop throwing it in his face! It's more spurt there from Rihanna.
So wet.
Followed by a big old.
Clutching his weapon in his hand.
That's my
one more, everyone.
Got any left in
me? Do you want
me?
A top up?
Have a top up, go on.
That's enough.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we are.
I've done that.
Loose women, this is, by the way.
I've done that, which is a bit embarrassing, really, but you have to laugh it off then.
You have
you?
To laugh everything. But, I love a custard pie in the face.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, I love a bit of muck in the face.
I love.
Oh dear. Oh no.
Oh, I love a bit of muck in the face.
I love a bit of muck in the face.
There we are. And that was today's innuendo bingo on Radio 1. I think we need to abort.
High five.
Did you enjoy that, Rihanna?
That was wicked.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Thank you very much. Let us know if you played along. Let us know if you enjoyed it on the website.
I'm definitely the winner.
You are the winner.
By the way.
On Twitter, hashtag bingo revenge if you enjoyed it. Oh, we need to clear up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And now, dear Scott.
Dear Scott, one simple question, if I may. Why have you not got Sir Dosser in for an interview / live showcase yet? That is all. Love you, bye. David.
Oh, see, people just love Sir Dosser.
I'm a pleasant chap. Enjoy a few beverages.
This is Chris's friend who makes the music.
www. Think it's your lucky day. Well, it's not.
Yeah.
He's a lyrical genius.
He is. And I met him at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend. He managed to get himself a ticket, didn't he? Applied.
Yep.
And brought his girlfriend.
Yep.
And it was lovely to meet both of them. But yes, we should get an interview on the go at some point.
I think...
Mrs. Dosser?
Lady Dosser. I think it would be incredible having him in the live lounge.
But
I'm biased.
Yeah, you are, because you're his mate.
Sir Dosser brights up the day. Bitch, bash, bosh, having a laugh in Prague. Watching some banter with your beer, not banter.
I mean, we can ask.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer would be back.
Hi, Scott. I've not been able to listen to your show since it switched to the woeful time of 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Boss did not allow me to have flexi time to accommodate this. So I don't know if this has been covered yet. Have you noticed that after the little singing intro of Cheryl, bracket Cole's, new song, there seems to be a remix of Sir Dosser's hit Bish Bash Bosh? You know, the boopity beep 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 boop part.
The what part?
Boopity beep 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 boop.
I know the bit she means.
She means the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Okay, so that's Dosser's track.
Seriously, have a listen. It's not far into the Cheryl Cole song. Like I said, just after the intro.
Okay, here's Cheryl. Say my name, yeah, same. Dosser.
Seriously, have a listen. It's not far into the Cheryl Cole song. Like I said, just after the intro.
Okay, yeah, I'm finding it. So here's Sir Dosser. Where is it? Hang on. Say my name. So that's Cheryl's one, right? Get this right. And here's Sir Dosser. Yes.
It is similar.
Very similar.
Definitely. The thing is, he was talking to me the other day about potentially making an album.
Oh, God.
Which is great. He's put another song up on, unbelievably, the Sir Dosser YouTube that now exists.
Oh, awesome.
He's made that himself. But I was thinking, if he did do an album, would you be up for doing the advert? Because I heard you doing one for Cheryl Cole the other day.
Oh, what, like the voiceover?
Yeah. You know the bit, you sort of go, out I'll, now.
I'll do that, yeah.
Because I think it would really help him.
I'll do that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, if you want.
I wasn't expecting you to say yes, to
Why
be
not?
Honest. Well, do you cost a lot?
Well, we can discuss costs off air.
How much did Cheryl pay you?
I don't want to discuss that.
But Thanks. In theory, you're up for doing this.
What, so you want, like, the Cheryl one, where it's like, Cheryl is... back.
Yeah.
That's what you want, right?
Same. Dosser is back.
Okay. Dosser is back.
Yeah? Yeah, that's good.
That kind of thing. And then, out now.
If I make a little script for you, maybe we do this another day.
I don't... Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I wonder if he'll be getting royalties.
Oh, right.
Yours sincerely, Sophie, off of being made redundant.
Oh, Sophie... I don't think Sir Dosser can claim royalties on this. Say my name, baby. But I would like it if Sir Dosser did try and take Cheryl Cole to court over the...
I'm going to look into it.
Yeah. Or as the PR4L calls it...
Boopity beep 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 boop.
And next one on Dear Scott.
Scott. I saw a girl on the Abbey Road cam at about 6:30 on Thursday. She hung around there for about 25 minutes. Please try to make it known that I found her very attractive. She was wearing a black coat and a red backpack. I must know who she is.
Oh, God.
Thanks, Mr. Matchmaker. Kieran, from Bournemouth.
This is amazing. So he watches the Abbey Road cam for fitties.
That
basically.
Is... that is good. We told you this, ages ago about this Abbey Road webcam, which is set up outside the famous music studios in London. And one of our listeners has now just been spotting fit girls on it and asking me
Genius.
To try and get them in touch with him.
That video of you still up, isn't it, walking
yes.
across?
It's called Chris Crossing.
Yeah.
Clever. If you want to see that.
Sadly, unlike you, I'm not monitoring the Abbey Road webcam all the time, so I can't help you out with who that girl was. Sorry. Next.
Dear Scott, hello, how are you? I've been curious to ask if the PR4L is the same lady who is the voice on board for Northern Ireland Railways. Thank you. Hope you're well. Hannah.
OK, well, that's a simple one. Let's ask her. Is it you?
Hello, Hannah. Yes, you're right. It is me. And here's the proof. The next station is Bangor West.
Amazing. There we are.
She's good.
She is good.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. Please could you release Chris's song for all sad sporting moments as a song? Many thanks. Andrew, 24, Northern Ireland.
Well, good news. You can download Chris's emotional montage football song already from the Radio 1 website.
Get onto the homepage, Radio 1 homepage.
Or you'll see all these amazing artists, like the world's biggest artists that appeared in Hackney last weekend. Jay-Z, Rihanna, Florence, Ed Sheeran, and then...
And then it says, download Chris's song, and there's a picture of me holding balls.
Yeah.
And if you click on that, even if you don't like the song, we're asking you to click love.
It's kind of a low-budget contrast to the rest of what's on the website right now.
It's getting a lot of loves.
It is it? Should we play a bit? This is Balls of Disappointment.
And Johnson got his tackle in.
Sometimes they're better playing with themselves.
Why does it hurt so much? There's a pain deep inside of me. Can't concentrate on anything. Close my eyes, it's all I see. Can't see myself getting over this. Feel like Fanta without any fizz. Know I need to move on, but all I'm thinking about is balls. I'm trying to take it on the chin. Balls. Coming second again, never seemed to win.
So this got a mixed reaction when we played it the other day. It's Chris's song, which they should play on the end of, you know, football shows or sporting shows.
Any sporting event.
When the team crashes out and all the fans are looking sad, that's the song that they should play.
Can I just take this moment to say thank you to all the Radio 1 listeners? I know it sounds quite sincere, but for this very small moment in my life, my video has more loves than Jay-Z. And more loves than Rihanna.
Not more views?
Well, no. But on the Radio 1 homepage right now...
More loves.
More loves.
More people have clicked the love button.
Yeah, and it's an incredible feeling. So thank you.
Sorry, I can't take this seriously.
Why?
Can I just say thank you for making me more popular than Rihanna? It's not strictly true, but... So, that was Dear Scott. Have you got anything else to say? Have you got anything else to say? Then send me an email and you might get on next week. Posh Radio 4 Lady is ready to read out yours. Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. As you can hear, we'll answer anything. We'll take anything on board.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I've got a late Dear Scott. Now, this is a good one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L. Since your move to early afternoons, I've had to rely on podcasts for my daily Scott Mills. However, as I'm off to that Afghanistan in September, I've deliberately stopped listening so as to stockpile 6 months' worth of Daily Mills to see me through to March. If you could wish me and my muckers a Merry Christmas now, by the time I listen to this podcast, it'll be December and therefore relevant to us. So, Merry Christmas, Scott and team, and a Happy New Year. Love you, bye. Winking smiley. Mac, aged 24 and 11 months, 6 foot nothing, off of the army.
Now, this is very clever.
Wow.
Mac, off of the army, and his muckers are listening to this right now in Afghanistan. They have stockpiled 6 months of Scott Mills Daily's podcast. Okay? Now, it might be quite warm pretty much everywhere in the UK today, but right now, it's Christmas time in Afghanistan because that's when they're listening to this podcast.
Right.
They've saved them all up. And they've worked out that now, when they're listening, will be December... and Christmas. So I think you'll find this show needs to radically change direction today.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I
Christmas in Afghanistan.
I don't care about the present.
Merry Christmas, Mac.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
And all the troops.
I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
I know in the UK it's as far away as you can get from Christmas, but not in Afghanistan. Merry Christmas!
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Listening once again.
With candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Now I know this is proper random, but if you are a UK listener, which most of you are, please bear with us. Actually, it's not Christmas anywhere at the moment, is it? Not just in the UK.
You're listening anywhere in the world.
This is for Mac and his mates, and they're listening in December, where it's Christmas in Afghanistan. They're in the army because they've stockpiled all the Scott Mills daily podcasts. So I've got you a nice costume here.
Right.
And what I'd like you to do...
Oh, no.
...is to go out and just wish people Merry Christmas.
Really?
And we'll do this in a minute, yeah.
It's June.
I know, but it's for Mac and his mates and all our troops, all our boys in Afghanistan. So if you head out and I'll play Will I Am, and I'll speak to you in a minute.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nice one, Scott. Merry Christmas, says Matt and Jojo off of Ely. And Scott Mills, my son will be in Afghan too at Christmas, which is very scary for a mother of a 19-year-old. Thank you. Andy says, what you've done has nearly reduced me to tears because I got out of the army 2 years ago and I love it when people look after the lads. You see, they've stockpiled and it's Christmas where they are. So where are you, Chris?
So I'm just down the road from Radio 1, sort of busy main road.
And what's it like out there?
It's boiling hot in London today. It's proper sunny.
It is roasting today, isn't it?
And the thing is, what I'm wearing, it's really uncomfortable just because of the heat. I am dressed as Santa.
Describe your outfit. It's slightly rubbish, which I like.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's really difficult to get hold of a decent Santa outfit in June. So I've got a like what looks like a sort of red cloak.
It looks like a smoking jacket.
Yes, yes. And I couldn't find a beard. So we've got a small collection of moustaches that we use on the show a fair bit. So I've found a white moustache, which I'm going to use.
Des Lynam moustache.
I look like sort of like if Des Lynam had a child with Santa. I guess that's what I look like right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely exactly it.
To be perfectly honest, it's absolutely ridiculous.
We've all wondered what that would look like, and now here you are.
It's not ideal. I mean, it is the worst Santa outfit I've potentially ever seen.
Right, let me explain why we're doing this, okay? Mac and the troops in Afghanistan have saved up 6 months worth of our podcasts to see them through to March when they come back. So by the time they listen to this, they've worked out it will be Christmas. So this is a special Christmas part of the show. For the rest of you, I know this is as far away from Christmas as you can actually possibly get, but do bear with, because it's for the troops.
Yeah.
It is quite hot today, but Chris is Santa, and he's going to go around wishing people Merry Christmas. This will sound really Christmassy on the podcast, Chris.
Sorry, people keep shouting at me.
Saying what?
Just oi oi Santa and all that kind of stuff. This is ridiculous though, isn't it? It's boiling hot.
They're getting in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Shall I get cracking then? Spread some Christmas spirit?
Yes, please.
Alright. Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas. Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. If a couple of Merry Christmases there.
Ask them if they've been good boys or girls this year.
A couple of ho ho ho, Merry Christmas. Just told me to go away in a slightly rude way.
Why aren't they being Christmassy? I don't get it.
He most definitely was not Christmassy. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have you been a good girl? She says, yeah. That was a bit weird, because she was quite old.
I want you to go up to somebody, ask them if they've been a good boy or girl, and what they want.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, lads. Merry Christmas, mate. Have you, I'm really hot, have you been a good boy this year?
No.
I will come down your chimney.
Why are you doing this?
I'm spreading the Christmas.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, in 6 months, yeah.
I lost my beard, so...
You've also got a wonky moustache, it's at an angle.
I do have a wonky moustache, yes. I look like Des Lynam. Someone's taken a photo of me.
If you are listening in Afghanistan, Merry I do hope you're feeling everybody. Suitably Christmassy. We've done this specially
Merry
for you.
Merry Christmas. Scott, this is just stupid. I'm boiling hot.
We're doing it for the troops. Are you being abused?
Yeah, someone just stuck their middle finger up at me.
I don't understand why people aren't being Christmassy at all.
Because it's boiling hot and I'm dressed as Santa. I look like an absolute idiot. It's June, Scott.
I know it's June, but this will sound great if you're in Afghanistan. They've saved up the podcasts.
I'm proper hot at the moment.
Come on, get in the
Christmas... All right,
Santa,
okay,
get in the Christmas spirit.
All right, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Don't get angry.
He looked like he was about to hit me. I don't think anyone's feeling that Christmassy, funnily enough. It's June. How much longer have I got to stay out here, Scott?
That's fine now, but we've done our bit. Thank you very much for doing that, Santa.
Can I come back in? Oh, there's a tour... Wait, there's a tour bus. Hang on. Hang on. Ho, ho, ho! Nope, they're not having it either.
No?
No. I better come back.
Come back, Santa. As you know, don't come back. Carry on to the North Pole.
Oh, yeah, North Pole and all that, yeah.
And Mac and all your mates in Afghanistan... That was for you. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at Radio 1. Christmas. Done.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone's been on saying, looks like I'm going to have to get really drunk at work next week, seeing as you'll be celebrating New Year's Eve with the troops. No, that's not happening next week. That's Rihanna. And where have you been?
Oh, what's occurring?
Do you need a top-up of Scott Mills points? Then this is the place to come. Oh, what's occurring? We do it at 3:40 every weekday afternoon. I'm playing along today. Good afternoon, Greg James.
Hi. Also, boringly, it was half Christmas this week.
What do you mean?
Half Christmas. On Monday, it was the 25th of June, which is half Christmas.
Oh.
So those troops, actually, they weren't that bad.
Yeah. That would have sounded brilliant if you were in Afghanistan at Christmas.
Definitely.
Other people were going, thanks very much. It's 28 degrees. I've got all my windows wound down and I look like a weirdo because Perry Como is coming out of Radio 1. It's beginning to look a lot like... Okay, let's play a round of Who's That Tweeting? I love celebrities' tweets. I follow the most random people. And let me ask you, when you wake up, is Twitter the first thing you check? Or Facebook?
One of the first things. I turn my phone on and then it's just on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I check my phone first thing I do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, go on then, yeah.
Twitter?
What, first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm a bit obsessed with Instagram at the minute.
Are you?
Yeah.
Makes everyone look nice, doesn't it?
Well, I just look at favourites, just random favourites, you can see really amazing, weird photos.
Yeah.
I'm a bit obsessed with it.
So we've got some celebs here, they've been tweeting, but you've got a guess for 10 Scott Mills points. Who it is? Do play along, please. 10 points for you at home, too.
Ow! What's occurring?
So, Smooth Talking Dan is here with the tweets. What's the first one, please?
Is a manicure masculine? It has man in the world, after all. Or does it consider masculinity a disease and cure it?
Whoa, that's quite deep. Can we have that again, please? I can't get my head around that. It's making my head fizz.
Is a manicure masculine? It has man in the word, after all. Or does it consider masculinity a disease and cure it?
Well, doesn't it come from the Latin, meaning it's Latin for hand,
is
man. So.
Okay, guesses please, which celebrity tweeted that?
I can't tell if that's someone really stupid or really clever, so I can't work out if we're talking Stephen Fry or Joey Essex here.
Oh, I think, were you saying Joey Essex is stupid? I think it's someone clever.
I don't think it is, I think it's someone like Joey Essex. It's someone, I will go for someone like What's that guy? Mark Wright, someone like him.
Yeah. Mark Wright?
Yeah.
That's what Greg is saying. Chris, your answer?
Well, I'll go the other way then. I'm going to say Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry.
Stephen Fry.
The answer for 10 Scott Mills points is...
Professor Green.
Oh, what? Is he having a manicure?
That was early today. I don't think he was having one.
All right.
But maybe, you know, just looking into what words mean, like he does. Next.
Can't wait for game. We're ready.
Oh, I know who this is going to be.
Can't wait for game.
Someone that likes their football, maybe?
It's not Sunita again, is it?
I'm going to go Sunita, yeah.
I've said it first, I'm going for Sunita.
Okay.
Oh. I've learned from my mistakes.
Both going Sunita?
Yeah.
It's Wayne Rooney.
Oh, that was a red herring.
Rubbish.
Oh, I was expecting it to be Sunita. Next.
Why do Hoovers have to be so loud? Hashtag paper walls.
Who's that?
Can we have that again, please?
Why do Hoovers have to be so loud? Hashtag paper walls.
Paper walls. What are you saying?
That's one of those tweets where you look back at it and go, oh, I hate myself for writing that.
Uh-huh.
I do that quite a lot. I'm going to go someone like... Oh, who could that be? I think pop star. I think that's a pop star. Someone like... I think it might be Pixie Lott or someone like that.
Greg says Pixie Lott.
I'm going to go Tinchy Strider.
The answer is...
From the duo.
Niall from One Direction.
Oh, I said pop star, though.
The story behind that is that Niall was trying to go to sleep in his hotel room in Charlotte, which is in North Carolina, and couldn't get to sleep because it had hashtag paper walls.
Hashtag paper walls.
Next.
Guys, does anyone know where to get tribal headpieces in central London and crazy feathery things for your hair?
Who wants tribal headpieces in central London and crazy feathery things for their hair?
Is it?
Think about it.
Is it Eamon Holmes?
Like if it was.
It turns up on Sky News tomorrow, that.
Hello there.
What was that voice?
Hello there. Hello. I've got there. A feather.
I'm going to go Dame Bowers.
What? No, you're not being serious.
No, but I'm struggling to think of someone. That's my go-to guy.
The answer is...
Holly Valance.
Holly Valance.
Or Valance. I've not said a name for a while. Valance.
I've had no cause to.
Neither of us have. Okay.
Holly Valance.
I haven't said her name since the early 2000s. Is that it?
That's it.
Wow, that was a brilliant round of Who's That Tweeting. Once again, no one scored, but I enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Smooth Talking Dan.
Thanks, Scott. Paper Walls.
Smooth Talking Dan.
Ow! What's occurring?
BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.